Oh, what?
Will you the woman bring our kids up?
Where's the more wife?
And we'll be close to the good side.
Thank you, brother.
So let us pray together. Pray together. Pray with the one mighty voice. And let us sing together. Sing together. Pray.
Some things together, amen. Hallelujah. We got vacation Bible school coming up. They better be it together effort out there right
yes.
now.
You need everybody.
I think Patrick's going to do the cooking. I'm going to do the eating, amen. Get a black eye out of it.
Yes, that's yeah, part I knew of it was going to be.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I know it was going to be.
She fell too. We're all falling.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Bless her, Jesus.
Shackled by the hand.
Say it,
amen.
Neath a load of guilt and shame.
Yes, yes.
Then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now I am no longer the same.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He touched me.
He'll do it.
Oh, he touched me.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Joy is speaking.
Something happened.
Yes.
And now I know he touched me.
Bless you, sir.
And me.
Thank you,
Lord.
Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made.
bless the Lord, bless us.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
Yes, he did.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Yes, yes.
Something happens, and now I know he touched me.
Yes.
And made me whole.
Glory to God.
Something happens, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Good job, Richard. Thank God for the touch of God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Good job.
We're going to do an old faithful here when I get to where I'm going.
Hey, man. Hallelujah. We may get there today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Brother Ed, he'll be thinking about that while he's down in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's right.
When I get to where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'll make sure.
Oh, well, I'll have churches over. You'll be fine, I promise.
I know you do.
Bless them, Lord.
When we go home, we'll take your shirt off and you can go to town. Yeah, that's why he wants to go home. He can't get them again. So he picked
it
up. He said, I want to go home.
Tanya's
going to find it here.
They've changed it up on me.
They'll do it.
They keep changing things up.
Yeah, but I'll find it.
You're going to break it. What'd your friend do to you?
Did
he?
Did
he
win?
He says, my friend does this.
Get
over here.
That's it.
Oh, all right. Bless the Lord.
Where's your friend?
This good song here, Judy, you like this.
Right there? Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
When I get where I'm going.
Yeah.
On the far side of the sky.
Thank you, Brother Jerry.
The first thing that I'm going to do. Spread my wings and fly.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm gonna land beside a lion. Run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears.
Yeah, man.
I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years.
Yeah.
And I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear.
Yes.
Yet when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here.
That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
I'm gonna walk with my granddad.
Yeah,
he match me step for step.
Yeah.
And I'll tell him how I miss him.
Yes,
every minute since he left.
Boy.
And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Glory to God.
There'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry. and I see my Savior's face.
Hallelujah.
I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace. I'm telling you, here comes the technology. I can't spell it or do it neither.
I sung this in last.
So that's how the church is going to look like pretty soon, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. I hope that's what takes
time. I like it. Mine's Snow White. Well, it'd be like you, Brad.
Yeah,
like
mine's a clone. Snow White. Yeah,
yeah, we're like clone.
Called mine.
You got a mixture.
Yeah. No, it looks good. That black pepper, salt pepper. Oh, I think Danny.
Blessing Lord.
There is coming a day.
Sure is.
When no heartache shall come.
Not a one.
No more clouds in the sky. No more tears to near the eye.
Hello.
Glory. All is peace forevermore.
Woo.
On that happy golden shore.
Yes.
What a day. Glorious day that will be.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What a day that will be.
Woo.
When my tears I shall see.
Yeah, think about it.
When I look upon His face,
think about it.
The one who saved me by the grace.
Yes.
When He takes me by the hand.
Woo.
And leads me through the promised land.
Glory.
What a day, glorious day that will be.
Yes. Hallelujah.
There'll be no sorrow there.
That's right.
No more burden.
Thank the Lord.
No more sickness, no pain.
Praise.
No more heartache over there.
Right. Tell him, brother.
And forever I will be.
Woo.
With the one who died for me.
Yeah.
What a day. Glorious day that will be.
Oh. Yes, glory to God, yes.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face,
yes.
The one who saved
me
by His grace. When He takes me by the hand. And leads me through the promised
land. Hey, everybody, glory.
What a day, glorious day that will be.
Yes,
amen.
Once a Savior went away to prepare a place to stay.
Hey, everybody.
In His coming.
back someday to take his waiting by the way. And forever I will be the one who died for me.
That's right.
What a day.
What a day.
Glorious day that will be.
Lord.
What a day that will be.
Yes.
When my Jesus I shall see.
That's right.
When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen.
What a day, glorious day that will be.
Yes.
Amen. That was my grandmother's favorite song. I'm sure it sounded pretty good from heaven.
Yeah, I'm sure it did too.
Balcony, amen. She loved that. She's in a nursing home. We'd go over there and we'd minister in a nursing home. She'd always request that we'd sing that song.
Yeah.
Down here, you get mired up down here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget about heaven, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't remember the fact that our life here is just for a little while. But up there, praise God, it'll be forever. Is that thing still on? I know old Brother Eddie, I get loud and it don't like it. Amen.
I'm going to move on back here. Okay. All right.
We got Vacation Bible School starting this Wednesday. And you need to make that a matter of prayer. I want it to be a success if no more than one comes. If we could just be successful with one, we'd get a lot done. Amen.
Right.
Our goal is to take these children and point them in the right direction.
Amen.
And make sure they know to keep going that way.
Right.
Brother Ed quoted this verse this morning in Sunday school. And it's Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6. And it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. We've got to get him started right. That's our goal in this Vacation Bible School. Amen. We've been praying for Sister Vonnie. Keep her in your prayers. She's having trouble with blood pressure. Sister Patty, we've been praying for her. She stumbled and fell, but she's here this morning. Amen. We've been praying for others, Lord. Ray and Carol and Serenity and Leroy. I've been praying for Sue Bone and for Denny. And I've been praying for Mark, Miranda, and Caden and Tavian. We just gonna keep praying for him, amen.
Amen.
Pastor, could
you pray for my sister's husband too?
What's his name? I done heard about the wreck.
Teddy.
We're gonna pray for Teddy right here in just a minute. He was going through a red light, and somebody didn't think it was a red light. They thought they owned the highway, hit him in the pasture door, T-boned him, and it may have possibly broke his leg. We're gonna pray for him.
Yeah.
Lord, we just come to you right now. Lord, the needs are so great. Lord, the hour, Lord, seemed like it's so short. We pray, dear Father, Lord, for Teddy. He's in a car wreck. Lord, in the hospital. And Lord, we pray for him, God, that, Lord, there won't be no serious injury. I pray it just be minor. Pray, Lord, he get not only get back on his feet, but get him another vehicle. Pray he work all that out. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Sue Bone, for Denny. Lord, we love him and miss him. We pray they get well and be able to come. We're so thankful to have Sister Joanne Smith here with us, Lord. She beat the odds, Lord. She just come in here one day, been coming ever since. So thankful for Sister Joanne. Pray your blessing upon her. Upon Rita, Lord, we miss Brother Eric. I pray, Lord, that he get back in. Lord, I miss him shouting. I miss him singing. I pray for him, Lord. I pray for James and Star, James Jr. Pray for Jordan, Casey. It's good to have Brother Ronnie Lindsay with us here this morning. His wife, Faye, we're so thankful for that. Lord, I pray, thanking you for Tammy. Lord, also against the odds, Lord, she's getting better and here, Lord, getting excited about Vacation Bible School. Done got banners made and plans put together. We're so thankful, Lord, for her being able to be here today. Lord, we just pray you'll bless our efforts here at this little church. Lord, even I don't want it to be no bigger than you want it to be, but we want to be as big as we can be for what time we've got for the glory of God. Thank you for all those that sung this morning, Lord. Much needed, Lord. This is a sad day we're living in, Father. Seem like, Lord, we just come in the house of God just to get refreshed and get ready for another week of discouragement, Lord. Seem like, Lord, all the news is all bad news, sad news. Lord, we're so glad there's some good news that Jesus Christ came in this world to save sinners. Paul said of whom he was chief. Lord, we pray you continue to save from the least to the greatest. Lord, we pray they find their way to Calvary, get forgiveness for their sins, get your blessings upon them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Judy being here this morning. Father, already seen her wiping tears from her eyes. We pray for Geraldine. Lord, going to have some kind of procedure done. Pray you be with her with that. Thank you, Lord, for Sybil getting better, being here this morning, Lord. We just want to thank you and praise you, Lord. You've been so gracious and good. Yes. We just pray, Lord, you'd help us all to be a blessing, be a jewel for your crown, to be a peculiar treasure unto you, Lord. Thank you for Brother Donnie, Lord, inviting Judy. Got another man, Lord, contemplating coming. Lord, he's bringing in the sheaves. Help us to do like him, to go out and compel him to come in that your house may be filled. And for all these things, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. We started a message last Sunday, and it got a little bigger than I thought it was going to get. And we wasn't able to finish it. But I'm hoping to finish it today because of next Sunday being Father's Day. And I'd like to honor fathers on Father's Day, so we're going to do our best to finish this message up. I'm just going to read one verse out of Isaiah 34, verse number 16. Just using that for a platform for this message, the relevance of the Word of God. And it says here in Psalms 34, verse 16, it says, "Seek ye," and I told you that "ye" is the plural of all of you. So all of you, seek out the book of the Lord and read. No one, now that's singular there, no one of these shall fail. Now if you fail to read your Bible, they're going to find out that you're going to fail without reading it, and the likelihood of success is staying in that word. No one of these shall fail. That's a promise divine from God that gave the word. None shall want her mate. The blessing of the marriage actually proceeds from having a healthy Bible diet. It teaches you how to forbear one another. It teaches you how to forgive one another and how to be heirs together of the grace of God. You know, the marriage is probably the greatest thing that's attacked even today. I want y'all to look yonder. There's Star and Jane Jenner. We just praying for y'all. And here y'all are just walking the door and answering the prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, we have intermission there. Just saw a prayer issue right before my eyes. Amen. With Mrs. Star and Jane Jenner, they just showed up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the marriage is probably one of the greatest things that's under attack. Don't underestimate the devil.
No, that's right.
That's right.
Jesus told Peter, "Satan has desired to have you. He may sift you like wheat." Now, Peter may have underestimated the devil, and you may underestimate the devil, but Jesus went ahead and told him. He said, "Before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice." Peter said, "Well, now John may do that. James may do that. Bartholomew may do that. Matthew might do it. Not me. I'm ready to die." Well, that's us in a nutshell. We don't think that we're going to fail. We don't think that we're going to have problems. Yeah. The Word of God is the thing we need to help through the temptation and trials of life. Amen. And God says, no one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, you wives. But old brother Eddie, give you a little something here. A wife is a gift from God.
Yeah.
Bible says you're doing good all the days of her life. Now, husbands, you know, my better half, my old lady, God, He said, I'm going to make a help man. I never met a man that didn't need help, Brother James.
That's right.
Most of them need more help than others do, but all of them need help. God said, I'm going to make a help met for the man. And most of the things that we take for granted down here proceeded out of the Bible anyway. I mean, God breathed in the nostrils of Adam. He became a living soul. Has anybody got a clue where CPR came from? I got a nurse there. She knows what I'm talking about. The breath of life. He became a living soul. And God done the first anesthesiology. He caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam.
Yeah.
Sarah knows what I'm talking about. They put people to sleep when they do surgery, don't they? And anyway, He opened up the flesh of His side, Judy. To the rib out, that DNA, the scientists identify we've all got DNA, we didn't come from monkeys, I'm just telling you, sometimes science, they just choke on the truth. But anyway, took that rib out, right next to that heart, Brother Jared, from that rib, made he a woman.
Yeah.
God knows what a woman is.
Yeah.
Ketanji Jackson may not know, the Supreme Court nominee there, you know, they asked her, Blackfield was her name. I can't think of her name now. Senator down in Tennessee. When she asked Ketanji Jackson if she could define what a woman is, she said, no, I can't. What a woman can't define what a woman is. We got problems, amen. You know what I mean? But anyway, God presented this woman to that man. That man said, I do, I do, I do, I do. Wasn't no competition back then. Just one man, one woman. Things have kind of fell through the floor since, amen. But here we go. It says, none shall want her mate. And here's why. For my mouth it hath commanded, and His Spirit it hath gathered them. If you want the blessing of God, say in the Word of God, amen.
Amen.
I know we've come down today, they've diminished. Miss Buck, it's outdated. It's a, you know, old fogey, or sheep herders, all that stuff. Don't knock sheep herders, men, brother. They both think about moving. Donnie done joined the one to go to California, too. $14,000 a month herding goats, amen. Man, oh man, for that kind of money, I'll tell you what. Lord, that'd ruin anybody. The relevance of the Word of God. We preached about it in the beginning. It had relevance. We mentioned about Adam and Eve. They broke that one commandment. God served notice on them. And by one man, sin entered in the world, death by sin. But in the now, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, that we, that's you and me, that we ought to give the most earnest heed to the Word of God, lest at any time we should let them slip. I say this about that, stay in church. You might not be proficient about reading your Bible, but I am. I'm on my 20th time of reading my Bible through. And I'll share with you what God shares with me. And you'll be able to get some Bible in this by staying in church. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Now the devil's stacked against you. He's not going to let you read the Bible without a fight. Let me give you a few pointers here. When you start reading your Bible and you fall asleep, then here's what you do. You do like me. You get up this morning, 3 o'clock, while you're good early. No phone calls, nothing on TV.
Yeah.
No interruptions. Get that Word out. Pray on it. Open it up. And God will start showing you and nurturing you and feeding you from the Word of God.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to start your day out right.
Yeah.
The Bible says, seek the Lord early while it may be found. It's not hard to find Him when you're fighting over the channels and the text and all the FaceTiming and all that stuff on the internet stuff. I'm telling you, start early.
Yeah.
Get about an hour in. Read your Bible and pray it. Amen. Start your day out.
That's
the devil down there.
That's right.
best defense from the devil is know the truth.
Yeah.
Jesus said, John 17:17, thy word is truth. Stay in church. Jesus said, for us to continue in His word, and that we would know the truth. John 8:31-32. Again, I say, stay in church.
Yes.
You'll get some Bible from, if you're in a good church, if you're in a fundamental Bible preaching, Bible believing church, you'll get some Bible just by coming to church.
That's right.
You'll get some Bible. You got some Bible this morning in the teaching, didn't you, Judy?
Yes.
And you get some Bible right now in the preaching, ain't you? Hey, man. I got me a student right here on the front row. And I'll tell you right now, she got her Bible up open, she got her glasses on, and she's paying attention, amen. In Acts chapter 17, I believe it's verse number 11, Sister Judy, it said them Bereans were more noble in them than Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with bitterness of mind.
Yeah.
And they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so or not. They didn't just hear the word, they checked it out, made sure that it didn't misquote it. They made sure it's right, amen. But listen, one reason these lies are being promoted today, and they're both being promoted today, because of the literacy of the church of our day. There's no speaking out against it.
That's right.
And listen, there's no speaking out against the evils of our day because of this illiteracy. Again, I say, stay in church. John Baptist, Brother Donnie, pointed the finger at King Herod, and he said, it's not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife. Now, John put the finger in the king's face, and the king feared John Baptist, and Herodias, Philip's wife, which was now Herod's wife, she wanted to kill him. She ended up getting his head, but she still couldn't cut that word off. You can't silence a voice. I'm telling you, even Herod said, it's John whom I beheaded. He's risen from the dead. I'll just tell you, that's in Mark chapter 6, verse 18, Sister Judy. That's the voice of the church. We're the ones supposed to say, that's not right.
Amen.
We're the ones supposed to say, no, we're not going to do that. That's contrary to what God said, amen. I want you to know John Baptist, he may have lost his head, but I'll tell you what, he got his message out there, amen.
Amen. Yes, he did.
The Bible says to cry aloud and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions. Isaiah 58 verse 1, I've read that verse for a reason. Did you hear that word trans?
Yes.
Russians? We got a lot of trans going on today.
Yeah.
A lot of transgressions going on today.
Yeah.
You know why they're going on, Sister Joanne? Because we're getting away from that word.
Right.
That word puts the finger on the problem. They're trying to get rid of the word Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I'm telling you, the word's eternal as God is. He settled in heaven, commanded to a thousand generations, magnified above all His name. Thank God for the word of God. By the word of God, I mentioned there in the beginning, everything was made by the word of God. He spake, it stood fast. He commanded, it was done. But listen, this trans problem we've got today in America is because of the void of the word of God. It's not. There's no room for it. In there, 22 covers this book, amen. God calls it abomination. The book of Judges ends with this right here. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. That don't make it right. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, Sister Judy, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is a way of death. It's like being on a dead-end street, like being on a road running 100 miles an hour and the bridge is out. You're not going to make it. I'm just telling you. Just because it's right in your eyes, that don't make it right. And you know, they say, I know I'm right. Well, I ain't got no problem with that other than the fact God said they ain't. I'm not going to tell them I'm right and they're wrong. I'll just tell them, according to the Bible, they're not right. According to the Bible, they're wrong. Amen. Thank God for a Bible, Sybil.
Yes.
I can take the word of God and I can prove I'm right. Amen.
Amen.
It said, thus said, Paul said, nevertheless, what saith the scripture? I'm glad I got a foundation. I'm glad I got an anchor to my soul. Both sure and steadfast, unmovable. I'm telling you, glory to God. God gave us a foundation. mention there, First Timothy chapter 6. He said at my first answer, he said, none stood with me, all forsook me. He said, nevertheless, the Lord stood with me.
Yeah.
He always counted the Lord standing with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, I teach these little kids, God will stand with you,
yeah,
because he loves you. Amen.
Amen.
The theme of our vacation Bible school is about the love of God. And I boy, plenty of that. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, listen. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Why that happened, Brother Eddie? Because Joshua, the leader, died, and all the elders died, and there rose up another generation after them which knew not the Lord nor his works. Judges chapter 2, verse 10. He didn't get past that generation in front of me, James. I still remember my grandfather pleading with me to get saved.
Yeah, that's right.
I still remember my grandfather.
Yeah.
Said, I love you, horsefly. Call me horsefly because I'm worried him to death. Edgar Drummond, you know what I'm talking about? I looked back there and he's coming up toward my house. I had a pass-through ribbon, brown ball in my hand. I put it behind my back. He walks up there and he's crying. He said, horsefly, I've been praying for you. I want you to get saved. I don't want you to go to hell. And I'm sitting there thinking, Papa, if I'm 18, maybe when I'm 81, not now. But he pleaded with me and I'm telling you, buddy, this is what he told me, Kitty. He said, any time, any hour of the day, you come down to my house. He said, I'll personally introduce you to Jesus. And I thought, well, any time I want to, I can get saved. He didn't live much longer after that. I'd give anything if I took him up on that opportunity and went down there and said, Papa Ed, would you please introduce me to Jesus? Would you please tell me what I need to do to get saved? He died, Brother Ed, and all the hope I had was gone. But there was another cat about me. His name was Jesus, glory to God. I didn't get saved when I was 34, but praise God, I got saved. I guarantee you up there in heaven, the herald of heaven said, anyway, just got saved. Right, Brother Jerry? And since Karen's son, my grandpa took off, and I don't know what they were about, but I'll tell you right now, they had a hard time hanging on to it, amen. Because he loved his little horsefly. He loved his grandson. I'm telling you, that generation, they didn't pass the torch. There was a generation come up that didn't know the Lord, know his works, amen.
Amen.
We must carry that light. We must pass it on to the next generation.
That's right.
And again, I say, stay in church.
Yeah.
Vacation Bible School this week. Jesus said the words that he spake. He said, their spirit and their life. John chapter 6, verse 63. Today, churches are dying today, and they're dying for lack of the Word of God. No spirit in there, Brother James.
That's right.
No life in it. About like going to a funeral home.
Yeah.
Boy, you let somebody sing the right song.
Yeah.
Quote the right verse.
Yeah.
Somebody, I've heard Sister Joanne shout. And it don't take her long neither. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about shout,
yeah,
all over the place. And I like that spirit.
That's right.
And I like, praise God, the life that's in that word and the spirit that's in that word. We need it today.
Amen.
I'm telling you, churches are dying for lack of the word of God. Amen.
Right.
Let me quote a few more verses in and out, and then we'll get to our last point. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Well, we got a lot of troubled hearts down here.
Yes, we have.
John 14, verse 1. You know what he said in verse 18, John 14? He said, I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I'll come to you. Well, I'm glad and praise God for the comfort of the Word of God.
Amen.
Romans chapter 15 says that we through comfort of the Word of God might be able to keep going. I'm telling you, God wants us to be comforted. God wants us to not be worried, not concerned about things that are going on today. Every now and then I get worked up. Every now and then I'm ready to shoot or beat somebody up. The Lord says, I got this at it. Let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God? Believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I told you so. I'd go away. Live a better place for you than where I am. There you may be also. Let me tell you, if old Ship of Zion shows up out here, Brother James, I'll be the first one to get on board. Brother Patrick sung that song, what a day that'll be. You better believe it. It's going to be a glorious day. It's going to be a wondrous day. We get to pick up some gold dust. We get to get up there and sing with the heavenly choir of heaven, amen. We won't have to worry about the guitar strings breaking. I'll be, believe it or not, I'll be able to sing, be in perfect tune, amen. I sing by the letter right now, but that's all I got. Everybody can let it go, amen. Oh, me. Amen, brother. Amen, brother James. Jesus said, cast our cares upon Him. He cares for us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth you. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, He'll sustain thee.
Yeah.
David said, I've been poor, now I'm old. I've yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor to see him begging bread. He said, I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. I know I'm on the mind of God every day, man.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus.
He also said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me lie down beside green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For His name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He said, I'll fear no evil.
Amen.
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou knowest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. I'm telling you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of comfort in that word. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to get to the end of this thing here. Jesus said that He, let's see, Jesus said, He that receiveth not my words have one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. That's St. John chapter 12, verse number 48. I'm telling you, buddy, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, one thing you can count on is the judgment of God. I'm glad, praise God, I've done been judged, Judy. I pleaded guilty, had my case thrown out of court. There's a bunch up there that ain't pleaded yet, Joanne. They're going to stand before God guilty in their sins. Boy, that same word, that one that they had such disdain about, that same one they tried to have removed, that same one they denied God to have any place in them, they'll stand before Him in that word, buddy.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my. I'm glad, Brother Ed, I found mercy on this side because there sure ain't no mercy on the other side, amen. Jesus said, for judgment I've come into this world, John chapter 9, verse 39. Listen, when He came down here, buddy, He come down here so men could understand.
Yeah.
Not only how much He loved them, but how much He is willing to suffer for them. If He hadn't came down here, somebody might have been able to say, you never cared for me. You never showed your love. I remember hearing a story one time, Brother James, about this young girl. She was confused. And in that moment of confusion, she took a gun with a rod and she put it to her head and pulled the trigger.
Oh, my.
And she didn't die right off the bat, but she was bleeding and people got gathering around her. And an old white-headed preacher seen the crowd, wondered what was going on, worked his way through the crowd, and there lay this little girl there on the ground there, bleeding, dying. And he fell down there. You know, preachers, one thing they better have compassion and love. He fell down there and he said, honey, what you doing? She said, preacher, nobody cared about me.
No.
Nobody loved me. He said, well, honey, surely your mother loved you. She said, well, she didn't show it. You know that righteous indignation. You're right and everybody else wrong. That mother probably loved her death with joy.
Oh, yeah.
He said, honey, surely your dad loved you. She said, well, he never showed it. He said, surely your brothers and sisters love you. She said, well, they never showed it. He said, honey, I love you. She said, you never showed it. You know what he said then, though? He said, honey, Jesus loved you. And she kept her mouth shut then.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, Jesus came down here and He showed His love. He came down here, Brother Ed, allowed them to spit in His face. He came down here, allowed them to pluck the hair out of His beard, allowed Him to beat Him beyond recognition. His best is more than any man. He didn't even look human. Yeah, I want you to know. He said, for judgment am I coming to this world. I'm telling you, buddy.
Thank you, Lord.
Will you try? My pastor made this a pretty good comparison. He said, this is how righteous you've got to be to go to heaven. He said, you've got to walk right up alongside Jesus and be just as righteous as He is.
Wow.
And he said, I can't do that. And he said, neither can you.
No.
But he said, his righteousness was imputed to me.
Yeah.
And it made me as righteous as he is.
Yeah.
I'm accepted in the sight of God now.
Yeah.
I'm accepted in the beloved now.
Yeah.
Oh, for Jesus' sake. I want you to know Jesus said, for judgment am I coming to this world. He that has the Son has life.
Yeah.
He that has not the Son of God has not life. I'm telling you, he made me whole.
Glory to God.
Oh, you got to have Jesus if you want to go to heaven. If Jesus hadn't came down here, he said they wouldn't have no sin. But he said, now you got sin, boys.
Yeah.
Oh my. He came unto his own, Brother Ed. And his own received him not. St. John chapter 1, verse 11. But Judy, thank God for verse 12.
Yeah.
Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Yeah.
Even to them that believe on his name. I got in on that, sir.
Yeah.
I got in on that. I believed on him.
Yeah.
Hey, he accepted me. He forgave me. Saved me. I want you to know, claim me as one of his own. I'm not my own, glory to God. I've been bought with a price. Hey, the ransom of my soul. He poured out his blood.
Yes, he did.
Brother Jerry's first song this morning. Are you washed in the blood?
Yeah.
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Oh, what a song, brother. You can't get no better song than that right there. Thank God for that fountain that was opened up at Calvary. Those songs says, though millions have come, there's still room for one.
Hey.
And there's room at the cross for you. I'm glad there was a great fountain open up. Amen. Listen right here, glory to God.
Yeah.
Listen right here. The Lamb of God. John Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Oh, listen here. Ah. God declared the end from the beginning and said his counsel would stand, Isaiah 46:10. You can try to deny God. You can try to deny judgment. But the Bible says one day you're going to stand before God. You're going to give an account. And at that great white throne judgment mentioned in Revelation chapter 20 verse 12. There's no heaven. There's no earth. There's just a great white throne. And he said, I saw the small and great stand before God. And there's not going to be one word about racism. There's not going to be one word about gender. There's not going to be one word about global warming. I want you to know the books are going to be open. Amen. When those books are open, it said they were judged out of those things which were written in those books. I'll tell you, Jesus himself told us that the Bible will be used in judgment in the last day. I read that verse in John chapter 12, verse number 48. He said, the words that I speak, he said, they'll judge in the last day. Judge him in the last day. Those books are going to be open. I say again, stay in church. Matter of fact, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, Sister Judy. Bible says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together.
Yes.
As a matter of some is, but exhorting one another.
That's right.
That means you encourage me by being here, and I hope I encourage you by being here. And it says, and so much the more as we see that day approaching.
Yeah.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see that day approaching. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
Yeah.
We need to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Amen.
Right.
Deceiving ourselves, I'm telling you, those books are going to be open. Those 66 books probably. Now, I will admit there could be a possibility of a different book. I'll show you right here in Malachi.
Yeah. Bless
God. Yeah. Book of Remembrance. Must not be in the right place there. Said a book of remembrance will be written. And it could just be where God recorded all the things that you thought you did right that you didn't. But here, I think it's in Malachi chapter 3, but I sure can't find it. But I can quote it. It said, a book of remembrance shall be written. And God's got a book up there of remembrance. And in there it's going to be recorded everything that you did, everything that you thought. I just want you to know, buddy, I'm glad my sins are in the blood. I'm glad they're cast far as east is from the west. Never remember no more against me. You can't hardly beat Jesus. Grace of God that has appeared to all men is Jesus Christ. He got on any way saved. I was a hell-deserving sinner, but I'm glad He got me saved. If He got you saved, you're a hell-deserving sinner. I'll just tell you, buddy, He came to me, convicted me. I couldn't even get lost without the help of God, but praise God, it didn't leave me lost. He got me saved. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the end, the Bible says, I want to read this instead of quote it, in Revelation chapter 22, verse number 18 and 19. John's finishing up here in Revelation, and he said, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, from the things which are written in this book. I just want you to know, I'm not messing with the book. I'm preaching the word of God, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. What thus saith the word of God, for me, it's going to be a King James Bible, or I'm not going to be preaching it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't mess with the book. Jesus said, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it's written to me. Those other versions said a maid had a baby. Girls have babies all the time. This is a virgin had a baby. If there wasn't no virgin birth, Jesus doesn't exist.
That's right.
That's a fulfilled prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
Yeah.
I got that right. He said, a virgin shall conceive, and behold, the Lord will give you a sign. I want to get it right. That's how important it is to me. I don't want to just quote a verse. I can quote the verse, but I want to tell you where it is. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. That doesn't happen every day.
That's right.
Matter of fact, it's only happened one time.
That's it.
And bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The miracle of a virgin birth. The miracle of the resurrection. If he didn't get up, I'm still in my sin.
That's right.
You know why he rose up, Judy? He arose for my justification. He justified me when he showed the victory. He said, I'm he that was dead, and I'm alive forevermore, and behold, I got the keys.
Yeah.
Amen.
Death and hell.
That's right.
Showed us the victory, amen.
Yes,
that resurrection declares that he conquered death and hell. You can read about it there. Hebrews chapter 4, took his body through death to destroy him, that the power of death, that is the devil, to deliver them all their lifetime subject bondage and fear. I ain't worried about death no more. He conquered death. Hey, he gave victory over death. Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes, with a victor from the dark domain. I can't sing a lick, can't quote it neither. But I'll tell you this, he got up. Brother, when he got up, it was a sad day for the devil.
Yes,
so Brother Jerry, he had to hand them keys back. He got them from Adam.
Yeah,
that second Adam said, by the way, I'll take them keys back.
Yeah, that's
buddy.
Right.
Bible said in James chapter 2, verse 19, Sister Judy, that the devils believe in God and tremble. We'll find out one day what they tremble at. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right. Father, thank you for the fault. This service, Lord, a lot of doctrine poured out here this morning. Now I pray, dear Father, even right now, Lord, if there's anything needs to be done, I pray you'd be the one to do it of the Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we ask it, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Jerry. Let's ask everybody to stand. I'm going to get Brother Jerry to sing a verse of invitation to him. And I'll let you go. I'm just a messenger boy. I delivered the message.
Number 113.